Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday night. It's Friday Night Live, the last Friday in the month of June. Can you imagine that? Next Friday will be July the 1st, 13 minutes past the hour. June the 24th, 82 degrees still out tonight. 82 degrees and sunny skies. 13 minutes past 8 o'clock, and I'm here with Angie Evers in studio. Angie, let's see how the mic's working. I got you a mic stand. I've got a new call setup hooked up here. What do the kids say now when something's cool? Tight. It's tight.
Tight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's not tight?
I don't think.
That's not the term?
Probably not.
Okay. I'll ask a kid sometime. Anyway, give us a buzz here. We're on tonight. Let's see how our new phone system works. Let us know if you can hear both Angie and I. And we're going to see if we can hear you better. 740-751-4038. What'd you do today? And by the way, just right off the bat, we know the news. We know it's a huge news day. You heard me talk about it all morning with Sam Donaldson and Mary Ellen, and we're not going to talk about it tonight. So there you go. And that's that. Because this is a fun, you know, hand me my folder because there's a lot of stuff going on that we need to talk about. I got a ticket giveaway going on tonight. That I didn't. Oh, man. And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down over there.
Yeah, okay. Scott has too much stuff in his folder.
This stuff can go back up there. Those are just my stamps and passwords to things, I think.
I picked up a flyer today for you to mention on the air.
Okay. Now, here's what we're giving away tonight. Before this show's over, we're going to give somebody two tickets to Matt Yee, who will be doing a sing-along show at the Marion Palace Theater tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Saturday. If you want tickets to this show, call the Palace, 740-383-2101. But we are going to give away two tickets tonight. Now, our entrants from earlier today were Scott, Lee, and Trish. So we're going to add some more names tonight, and at 10 o'clock we'll draw the winner, and you can go to the show tomorrow night. So Scott, Lee, and Trish, are you out there listening? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, and another. I hope Scott Lee and Trish are listening because they're my three entrants for Matt Yee tomorrow at the Palace Theater. What? I'm going to have to hose this room down after the show tonight. We ran a little late. We went and got pizza over at Tubby's, and it's very good pizza, I will say that, but we were in a rush tonight. Got the dogs here, so if you hear the barks, it's Houston and Puppy. They're having a good time.
They want pizza.
I think they got a little pizza.
I think Tubby's is their favorite pizza.
Didn't they get a little pizza?
Oh, yeah. I always share.
You too. Isn't it nice to hear me eat on the air like that? All right, let's see your thing here. Oh, we're getting a call. This will be the test drive. Let's see how this works. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. I am listening.
Now, can you hear me? Can you hear Angie?
You sound like you're talking through tissue paper.
Really? I wonder why that is.
Which one? Me or him?
You didn't sound like that earlier today.
Is it both of us or just one or the other?
Angie fades in and out.
Well, I turn the knob up there a little bit. Slide those up a little bit. Yeah. Okay, how's that sound?
I don't know. You haven't come over the radio yet.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I can hear you, Angie.
Oh, good. She might have been coming in and out because she was turning her head away from the microphone.
Well, she needs one of those mics that you put on your head. That I'm gonna get her away from it.
I'm gonna get her a necklace so she can put this mic around her neck.
Okay, I number one, I don't like sharing a microphone with Scott, so he gave me this other microphone, but he gave me a mic stand, so now I have to, like, instead of holding it in my hand and my hand can go wherever my face looks, now I'm stuck.
It's because you complained last week.
What I complained about?
You said I had to hold this mic for 2 hours.
No, I didn't.
Well, you can take it out of the mic stand if you want. Doesn't matter to me. Are we sounding better? Are we out of the tissue paper?
Yeah, you sound a little better.
All right. Might have just been a lower volume.
It might have been.
All right. Well, hey, you're in this tonight. Are you excited to go hear Matt Yee?
Yeah, it should be interesting.
You got a good chance to win because we've only got about an hour and a half before the drawing, and we've only got three people in, and I haven't heard from Lee or Trish.
I got a 1 in 3 chance.
You do, and the other two we haven't heard from.
Hey, did you ever get the rest of that question about the vegetables in the summertime, and one of them was corn?
No, we didn't, I don't believe. What are the Angie probably didn't hear this question earlier on. The question was, and for any listener out there, you can get in on the competition by giving us the answer. The question was, in the summer, in the month of August, there are two vegetables that sell more in the month of August than all year round. Now, one of them's corn, but nobody got the other.
Tomatoes.
Is the other one watermelon?
Wrong on both counts. No tomatoes, no watermelons.
I can't think of it. Well, I can think of all kinds of vegetables.
Keep thinking. If nobody calls, call us back. Are you glad we're not talking about you-know-what? Because, frankly, when I turned off the news today, that's all there was.
That is a sore subject with me, and I do not want to discuss it.
All I want to say, did you hear Mary Ellen and Sam talk about it earlier?
I heard a little bit of Mary Ellen. I was out putting rotors and brakes on my truck, so I was kind of in and out of the garage.
What'd you make of what she had to say? I thought she was powerful this morning.
Oh, yeah, she has very strong opinions.
I thought she was very good this morning. Mary Ellen's always good, but I thought particularly she definitely had an opinion on that one.
Yeah, well, everybody's got an opinion on that one, and like I said, I don't want to discuss it because I have my opinion, and there's lots of other people that have my opinion, but there's lots of other people that don't have my opinion. So.
Well, that's right, and that's why we're going to keep it happy tonight. I'll tell you one thing we're going to discuss. Are you coming over to the Caledonia yard sales tomorrow? I might be over there passing out corn.
Well, I'd like to, but I got to help a friend move some stuff tomorrow.
Well, if you swing through, you know, stop by. I'll be there.
Yeah, if I can make it over there, I'll come over, but I don't know how long this thing's going to take. We're cleaning out a storage shed.
Oh, that's a heavy duty. It's going to be 94. You better take some liquids with you.
I know. It's going to be hot tomorrow. But it's going to rain Sunday, so we got to do it tomorrow.
Got to get it in. Well, hey, if you get any answers to the questions, call back in because you could be the winner to Matt Yee.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, how do you like our new system here?
Oh, I'm glad I can hear the callers.
So, the question right now to get into the Matt Yee competition. In the month of August, there are two vegetables that sell more than they do all year round. Now, one is corn. What's the other? 740-751-4038. And Lee and Trish, we've heard from Scott, but we have not heard from Lee or Trish. So, are you out there?
Well, I said tomato, but I think they classify tomato as a fruit, don't they?
I think I never understood the classifications of fruit versus...
Cucumber.
Nope, not a cucumber. I don't think you're eligible to go see Matt Yee.
Oh.
Well, I do want to let people know that Marion Black Joy Summerfest, presented by Ohio Health, is happening June 25th, tomorrow. Man, everything, you know, there's going to be nobody at anything tomorrow. Everything's going on tomorrow. Black Joy Summerfest at Martin Luther King Park. It's free for all ages. This is a very, it's got music, cultural arts. Let's take the call. Hey, go ahead, caller.
Is it an onion?
Not an onion. How are we sounding tonight?
Well, you can hear you pretty good, but you not hear Angie.
Try to talk, Angie. Can you be heard?
I don't know what to say.
Well, I still can't hear even on the phone.
We'll work on it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Over the phone. Bye.
All right. Well, we'll check it out. We'll keep working on it here. 740-751-4038 if you'd like to call in and let us know what's going on. There's going to be Summerfest tomorrow. Now you turn me up.
Oh, did I turn the wrong one up?
Yeah, I'm two and you're three. Oh, a little too much. If you turn me down, you can turn you up more, which is probably the best thing to do. Turn me down a little bit more.
There, I did.
Okay. Well, this Summerfest is going on. Black Joy Summerfest tomorrow at the MLK Park. Music, cultural arts performances, workshops, narrative stage, oral history interviews, black-owned business vendors. So there you go. Sponsored by Ohio Health. A lot of people. Pillar, Credit Union, Kroger. Hey, the things they don't tell me when I'm not there for months. But there you go. Big event at the Summerfest over at MLK Park. That's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow is also some kind of big street fair over in Cardington. That's going on actually today and tomorrow. Well, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like $1 million.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. Hey, I can hear Angie great.
Oh, good. So maybe it's just a radio thing.
Yeah, but would the fruit be peaches or melon?
Not peaches or melon, but two good guesses.
It's wept. I'm a gardener. I can imagine what it is.
Now, it's interesting because corn, I think everybody got that one, but it's a vegetable.
Squash?
And, you know what? I you might be right because I got to pull the answer up myself. I believe it was squash, but let me double check.
Right.
Because I did have the answer here earlier. But okay. Now, why would it be squash? I was curious about that because I'm not a gardener.
Because I think squash, if you think about it, is fall, you know. And pumpkins, too.
Let's see here.
Yeah, August is a little early, maybe, my husband says. I don't know.
You got it. Squash. Now, do you want to go into the... Do you want to go into the competition for the tickets for the palace?
No, thanks. Give them to somebody else, honey.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks for offering. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Feeling good.
Okay, toodaloo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, hey, there you go. You know, I think sometimes it's people's radios. I think it's... Like, some radios in my house will turn on the station, and they sound different than other radios.
But how are people hearing, like, through the phone?
Well, she heard you fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's the people's phones. You know, we're in a cell phone world, and that's a problem. I used to like when people had landlines. Made life a lot easier. All right, let's get to some more trivia here. Boy, there's a lot to do here tonight. I got a lot of paperwork.
I know. Your folder was overflowing.
Oh, mercy. Okay. We've got the Cardington Street Festival going on tonight and tomorrow. The Black Joy Festival going on at MLK Park tomorrow. The Cardington Yard Sales Caledonia Yard Sales are going on tomorrow. The Caledonia Farmers Market's going on tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1. The Pickle Festival in Dayton is going on tomorrow. And there was something else going on tomorrow. What else was going on tomorrow? I had a note for something else. Oh, the thing at the palace is tomorrow.
There's a yard sale at my house tomorrow.
Part of the Caledonia yard sales. I told people, and listen, I'm not being rude. It's just that this came up not too long ago. If you want to see President Harding's boyhood home and you've never been, go over to the Caledonia yard sales. There's a historical marker out in front of it. And you tell me what you think.
Just take a picture of the historical marker.
Well... here was the thing. When this first came up, people said, well, it's like a museum. You can tour it.
Who said that?
I think a caller said that.
Oh.
And I said, well, I said...
No, it's just it's a house. Somebody lives there.
I said, go in and tour that if you'd like. It's an interesting... How would you describe it? We don't want to be rude.
No, I mean, it's just a house that is lived in. That's it. So, I'm looking at the fair book. Maybe we can get everybody's...
Yeah, tell people what's going on at the fair from night to night.
Monday and Tuesday is harness racing. This is July 4th through the 9th. So Monday and Tuesday's harness racing. Monday, they have a band at 7:30 and fireworks at 10 o'clock. Tuesday is a tough truck at 7:30. Wednesday is the rodeo at 7:30. Thursday is the NTPA tractor pool at 7:30. Friday is the truck pool at 7. What's a truck pool?
You know, I don't know, but I'll be there.
Saturday is the demo derby and figure eight. What is that?
I don't know, but
I know what the demolition derby is, but what is figure eight?
I think it's where they take the motorcycles, but I could be wrong. I haven't been to the fair in a long
motocross?
Time.
Oh, motocross? No, I don't know about that.
I got to pass out some thank yous, though, to Sean and Terry, who have gotten, we've got giveaways galore, and we'll start those next week, but we have got Sans Sodas. We have got Pizza Hut. Sean did a great job with the people at Pizza Hut. We have got Arby's. We have got, if I could get my envelope, wherever it is, I'd tell you who else we had. But we have a lot of giveaways. Yes, there we go. We've got Arby's. We've got Pizza Hut. We have got Sans Sodas. We have got Smoothie King. And I'm telling you, that place ain't cheap. I went there one time for somebody, and I had to mortgage my car just to get a smoothie.
Yes, you did.
I did, but I'm kind that way. So we've got giveaways, food. We know Marion loves to eat. I love to eat. So get ready next week because we're going to feed you.
So are you doing giveaways at the fair?
You know, probably. And Sean is also doing a great job with McDonald's. So we're going to have McDonald's very soon as well. So a lot of good stuff. Oh, and the Dublin Irish Festival tickets came today. So we're going to be giving tickets away to the Dublin Irish Festival.
Oh, that would be fun. I've never been to that, but I'm sure it would be fun.
I think that comes up in early August.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of stuff. But we are going to be broadcasting from the fair this year. Now, I'll be doing my show there every morning from 8 until 10 a.m. And then at night, Sean is going to go to the studio and engineer. And we're going to come back on at 7:15 on certain nights and broadcast some of the nightly events. Now, let's see what we'll broadcast here. You got this page duck-eared?
No.
I'll just keep my finger in there.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
We'll probably do. We're definitely going to do the demo derby on Saturday, so that'll be on the air.
Are you getting me earplugs?
You'll be there broadcasting with me, right? At night, they don't do livestock.
Yeah, as long as all the livestock stuff is done.
At 7:30, I think, because they want people to go over to the grandstand. So we'll be broadcasting the demo derby on Saturday. We'll be broadcasting the tractor pull. That's the biggest thing in Marion. People love that tractor pull. We'll be broadcasting that on Thursday night. We will be doing the rodeo on Wednesday. And I also believe Pastor Craig and Nate. Now, Terry, I don't know, but they'll be doing their show from the fair on Wednesday. We'll do the rodeo. Now, we're not going to... The fireworks is kind of up in the air at this point because I don't know how you broadcast fireworks. So we'll see how that all goes. Tough truck, I don't, probably not, because I don't think that's a competition. But definitely the rodeo on Wednesday, definitely the tractor pull on Thursday, definitely the demo derby on Saturday. Oh, and the truck pull Friday. We'll be doing this show. We'll be doing it from the truck pull in a couple weeks. So definitely those four nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. No, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the harness racing starts at 11 o'clock Monday and Tuesday. Now, I may be broadcasting that. I'll tell you more about that once I get over there, if I'm able to broadcast that.
I know Natalie shows her, I think the Liam show is Wednesday evening, so I don't know if I'll be able to do the rodeo with you.
You think they do it during the rodeo?
Because I don't think it's till 6. I have to look in the book and see what time the Lamb show is.
I bet it's over by 7:30. I bet because the people will want to come watch the rodeo.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, if you don't, you don't. But I'm sure they don't keep people into the... I bet they schedule it that way.
I have no idea.
But I'll be there. And we're going to have guests that week because I can't take call-ins at the fair. So I've got a list of people coming that's going to be during the day for my show from 8 to 10.
So are people going to come out and visit us?
Oh, yeah, and you're going to get people from the, you know, FFA to come over and talk to us at 8 and 10 in the morning, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We're going to, it's going to be, I don't know anything about it, so it should be fun. So you'll get questions like, what are you showing? Is that hard? How much money you think you'll get? That's what it'll be all morning.
Yeah. I honestly haven't seen any livestock shows or anything. I've been out of the loop when it has comes to the fair for the last 20 years because I have not had any animals or anything until this past year. So, I have no idea.
You think we can take the dogs over there?
No. It says no pets.
I bet I could sneak them in. I'll dress them up.
To look like a sheep?
Hey, listen. Me and Houston are buddies.
Yeah, it specifically says no animals.
What are they going to do? Eat the sheep?
Well, you know, you got to keep all the disease out of the barns. Because, you know, all those animals are going to become food. Well, the majority of them. So they can't be diseased. And I learned that they check them. They look them over before they allow any of the animals into the fair. Which is good. So, I've learned quite a bit over the past few months. I mean, I never took animals to the fair. I took my rabbit one time, but that was it.
Did I get everything ran through here? We did the Summerfest tomorrow. We did the garage sales. We did the fair. We did the... what do they call that thing in Caledonia they have?
The farmer's market?
Farmer's market. Well, there's there's going to be a food truck there tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4. You buying me lunch?
Well, maybe.
I might show up for that. The Harvest Happenings Craft Show is in October. We're advertising early, but this is a big event. October 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's over at the Morrow County Fairgrounds, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. So that's the community calendar rundown. We got our Matt Yee tickets to give away.
Hey, on Monday, July the 4th, they're having a hot dog eating contest at 6 o'clock.
Oh, now see, maybe I'll take my portable recorder, because I'm going to be there all day. I'm not leaving. Because you get a good parking space when you get there at 7:30 in the morning. So I'm not leaving. I'm just going to have to sit somewhere.
You're going to stay there all day and not go home?
Well, if I leave, here's the problem. If I leave after my show, when I come back to do the nightly things, it's going to be packed. And I'm going to be parking over in the field. And then it'll rain like it always does. And then you just all mud it in and you got to walk a bazillion miles. When you get there at 7:30, all the years I did the fair, it was great. Because you get there at 7:30 and nobody's there.
Yeah, but they're putting the vendors and people in a different building. They're not doing it in the Coliseum like they always had.
Right, but you're at you park in the Coliseum parking lot.
Well, I know, but what makes it, you'd probably be closer if you parked in the field.
Oh, no, because you can't get across because they have stuff going on out there in the grandstand. You can't get across. You can't just walk across. And when it's wet, you definitely don't want to walk across. And it'll rain. Because it's just rain galore at the fair. I should get another trivia question going. Boy, time is moving tonight. 36 minutes past the hour. All right.
You know, they're having a skillet throwing contest.
Oh, man.
Have you ever done that?
You'll have to circle the stuff in that box that I need to go do. I'll get my portable recorder and I'll record it.
Oh, and they're having a watermelon eating contest. You know they did all that stuff?
Yeah, I know they do weird stuff, but nobody ever reports on it. So I never know who wins, who loses, you know. Is there a pie eating contest? I know there's a pie baking contest.
There's a pizza eating contest.
Oh, man. Where?
A pie auction.
I know about the pie auction.
You know, I could enter a pie next year.
We could enter it this year, couldn't you?
No, you had to. There's deadlines and stuff.
All right. Well, here's some other trivia questions, by the way, if you want to get in up for the Matt Yee tickets. Which season is proven to be the most joyous? That's a simple enough question. Which season is proven to be the most joyous?
I won't play this time.
You would get that one. Here's the other one. Which U.S. president had a daughter born on July the 4th? Which U.S. president had a daughter born on July the 4th? And I gave the hint earlier that it's after William McKinley. It's after 1900. So it's 1900 to present. One of those presidents had a daughter born on July 4th. And since we got the squash, here's another question. What vitamin can you get from direct sunlight?
I know that.
I was out in the sun earlier. I might have got some of that. You got a little tan going on yourself there.
No, I don't.
Well, you're red. You've got blood pressure issues?
I do.
No, you don't. All right, 740-751-4038. What season is proven to be the most joyous? What U.S. president had a daughter born on July the 4th? And what vitamin do you get from direct sunlight? 740-751-4038. Now, remember, you can win tickets to see Matt Yee, that's Yee, Y-E-E, tomorrow night at the Palace at 8:30 p.m. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We haven't heard from Lee. Scott called in once. We haven't heard from Trish. And here comes a call. Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I feel, you know, I got out in the sun today. I think it helped.
Good.
How are your allergies doing?
My allergies are doing wonderful.
I heard we're on the downturn. The tree pollen is gone. The ragweed is gone. And I hear that the grass pollen's going down. So we're in good shape.
Well, we were sitting on the porch earlier tonight, and the cottonwood's blowing.
Oh, is it?
In the air. Yeah, and that's bad. But, no, I feel real good. Could it be vitamin D?
Vitamin D?
For the sunshine.
You have got it. I'm going to put you in this competition, Phyllis.
No, can't go. I can't do that anymore. I'd love to, but I can't. It's too hard on my back.
Oh, I understand. Well, I should let people know this is at the May Pavilion, not in the actual palace. So, you know, they have regular chairs over at the May Pavilion. I know a lot of people. Yeah. No, I understand. Now, Phyllis, have you ever entered in the pie contest?
I knew that was coming. When I heard you say that, I knew you were going to say it. No, I haven't.
Well, you'd win it. You'd be a ringer.
Yeah, but see, the thing of it is you have to keep that refrigerated. By the time it sat out and they judged it,
right,
it would be water.
Yep. Well, hey, vitamin D, you've got it. Well, we're going to soak up the vitamin D. Hey, thanks, Phyllis.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It is vitamin D. Absolutely. We had another call there. If the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give me a buzz. Which season is proven to be the most joyous? Now, that's a nice, easy call, or a nice, easy question. And then, are we getting a call?
Are we?
Maybe not.
There
oh, I thought, let's see here. This is a, go ahead, caller.
Barack Obama's daughter, Malia.
You got it. Barack Obama's daughter, Malia, was born on July the 4th. Is this Trish?
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad you're out there. You might win, Trish. I tell you, we only got three people in this.
Yeah, I was doing yard work, so I come in to take a shower.
Isn't it beautiful? It's a beautiful night out there.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's going to be a mess tomorrow, though. 94 degrees.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Trish. Bye-bye. I think we got another call coming in there. It's big time here on Friday night, giving away stuff. So Trish is in twice now. Scott and Lee better get on the ball. Let's see here. We've got, which season is proven to be the most joyous? I thought that was the easiest question we had. Which season has proven to be the most joyous? Do we have another one? Oh, here's an interesting question. In which year did Don Henley's nostalgic song, The Boys of Summer, get released? What year was The Boys of Summer released? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is the season question spring?
Not spring, but a good guess. Now, can you hear us okay? Everybody else, I think, is good.
Yeah, you're sounding a lot better.
And you can hear Angie okay?
Yeah, I can hear her.
All right, good. Well, do you have any idea when Don Henley's The Boys of Summer was released?
No, I think that was in the 90s, though.
Just shoot me a year. You might be right.
93.
Not 93, but a good guess. You're not too far off.
No, I remember the song, but not the year.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right.
Now I'm all talked out. What do you got?
Oh, I'm just reading all the fair activities. I'm reading the fair book.
You'd think a radio show was going on here or something.
Well, I'm paying attention.
I'm going to give you the community calendar stuff.
The community calendar?
Yeah, we got all this stuff people can do tomorrow.
Oh, yes. The Marion Black Joy Summerfest, presented by Ohio Health. And the sponsors are... I can't read that. It's so small. Marion Community Foundation, I believe that's what it says. Ohio Health, Marion Tech, Pillar Credit Union, Fahey Bank, Kroger. So, it's free for all ages, and they have live interviews, community cookout, cultural arts, kids games, and more. I bet that would be fun. And then, tomorrow... today is Friday. I'm always still lost. Friday and Saturday, which is today and tomorrow, the Caledonia garage sales. I already went to a garage sale today in Caledonia because since I'm setting up tomorrow, I like to go to garage sales. So I have a really hard time setting up. I haven't set up at a garage sale in years because most of the time they're not worth it. But I like to buy stuff at yard sales. I like to find good finds. Scott, tell what I got you today.
Well, this is a big find. It's a radio / tape recorder, but it's a deck. And it's one of those older ones that will really, they have good tuners in them. So it's you know, probably in its day, it was probably worth about $200, maybe more in its day. And what did you pay for it today?
$10.
$10. That's why you go to garage sales. I was so happy to see this. I'm going to have such a project tonight when I get off the air.
Yep. I surprised him.
It's very, very nice. Oh, one thing I did want to mention about the fair, because there are days that people can get in for free. All kids get in for free on Kids Day. That's Wednesday at the fair. Veterans get in free on Veterans Day. That's Friday. And senior citizens and ladies get in free on Tuesday. That's also canned food day. So if you bring a can of food, you get in for free on Tuesday. That's how the fair works.
Did you read the name of the food truck that was going to be in Caledonia?
I did not. What is it?
Slap Yourself Food Truck.
Slap Yourself. Now, see.
Slap Yourself Food Truck.
See, I don't mind that name, but see, that doesn't tell me at all what they sell.
I have no idea.
Was that over there today? The Slap Yourself Food Truck?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't go downtown. It's on the square. I didn't go the square.
It's going to be big tomorrow. The yard sale.
I hope people come out and...
See, I don't think people come out early, though.
Oh, yeah. People do.
I knew you would disagree with me.
Yeah.
As soon as it was out of my mouth, I knew.
People go to yard sales early. They'll be there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
People like to sleep in on the weekends.
Not when you go to yard sales.
Who agrees or disagrees with this? 740-751-4038. By the way, two more questions. When was The Boys of Summer released? What year? And which season is the most joyous? There are only so many seasons here. 740-751-4038.
So these yard sales start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I see, I don't think there'll be many people there at 8 o'clock.
Well, I do. Probably around, I don't know, I would say between 10 and 12 would probably be the biggest time, but... People do come out.
Well, the Slap Yo Sell food truck won't even be there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, it says they're there from 11 to 4. I'm going to look these people up and see what they sell. Slap yourself. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I put in S-L-A-P and guess what came up? I didn't even put the P. I put in S-L-A and Slap Yourself food truck came right up.
Well, it must be very popular.
No, I think our phones listen to what we talk about.
Well, that's the world we live in now. It's a bugged world.
Yeah.
So do we know what they sell?
I'm looking. It looks like chicken and pork.
Chicken and pork? Well, ribs. like shredded chicken?
No. Like barbecue.
Barbecue. You know, oh, gee whiz. See, that did not look all that. You just flashed on it there, but.
They have a grilled cheese. It says, our grilled cheese is a little different than the rest. Can add pulled pork or brisket.
Pulled pork on a grilled cheese?
Now, I like barbecue stuff.
I like barbecue stuff, but the problem is I don't know how warm it is.
Oh, yeah, I don't like spicy. I don't eat spicy stuff.
And that's where I end up having the trouble.
You know, we had, I'll tell you this story. We had, somebody brought us Chick-fil-A to work the other day. And it was like Chick-fil-A buffet. I love Chick-fil-A. I love their food, their chicken sandwiches and all that. So anyway, I was so excited because you don't get Chick-fil-A very often since we live in Marion. So I was excited, so excited. So I made me a plate, went down to the cafeteria, ate my food, and realized that I had picked up a spicy chicken sandwich instead of the regular Chick-fil-A sandwich. I was heartbroken. And I ate it. Uh-oh. I ate it.
What?
I think puppies in the pizza.
Oh!
But my stomach hurt really bad after that.
There'll be no seconds on the pizza tonight. 740-751-4038. I think we're getting a call here. Let's take the phone
call.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Angie, get your sheep steered.
You know what? We'll have to ask her. I think one of the dogs went for the pizza, so she had to bail out here real quick. So how's your day been?
Oh, not too bad.
Do you know how are we sounding tonight on the air?
Well, right at first, you guys weren't sounding too good, but then you got better.
Cleared it right up. Okay, now she's back. How was the pizza situation?
Oh, she was trying to get in the box.
She didn't get any?
No, thank heavens.
Oh, okay. Because I might, you know, it's 50 after and I'm out of pop, so I might be trying to run to McDonald's during the break.
You need just get your 2-liter.
I'm out of 2 liters. It's a tragedy here right now.
Sometimes don't taste the same when you're just like out of cans. I like it out of cans better.
You know, I haven't had cans in a long time. I do like canned pop, but yeah, I usually refill my McDonald's cup with a 2-liter, but I used my last 2-liter this morning.
Can pop gets a lot colder when you have it in the refrigerator, too.
Yeah. Hey, you wanted to ask Angie a question?
Yeah, did you get your sheep sheared?
Oh, well, yes, we did, but I had to buy a pair of shears.
You did it yourself?
Natalie did it all by herself, which we don't really know what we're doing, but we're doing the best we can. She wanted me to try to help after she sheared them, like later on in the night after I got off of work. She had me come out to the barn and like she was trying to do their face. And it just wasn't working real well. So, I don't know. We're going to have somebody help.
I bet if your dad was around, he would have known how to do that.
You know, I don't know. Because we never had sheep and...
See, I'm not...
You guys have a lot of animals.
Yeah, we had a lot of animals, but we never had to, like, maintenance them. You know, we had donkeys and... I mean, their hooves needed trimmed, but we always had somebody come and do that.
Well, it's funny because people associate your dad with agriculture a lot. But it was always funny because I associated him with agriculture. But anytime I ever asked him a question about animals, he didn't know.
I don't know.
Like, I would say, because I didn't know anything. I never grew up in the country. And I would say, because we would go to the fair together. And I'd say, so how does, you know, that all work? And he'd say, I don't know.
Well,
asking a question about Marion or Bucyrus, and he'd probably know.
Oh, yeah, he was very knowledgeable about that sort of thing. Maybe he did know. Maybe he just got tired of me asking questions.
He could have.
Don't put me in there, Scott. I don't know anybody wants to go to that.
Okay, no problem.
Let somebody go that really wants to go.
Keep playing along.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. I can't help it. I am endlessly curious, endlessly nosy. Doesn't matter who it is. I'm going to ask. I would do it if I wasn't on the radio. It's just who I am.
You probably drove him bonkers.
Could be. Could be.
And he's like, man, I am not answering another question from him.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I'm that way with everybody, though. I want to know.
My dad usually had an answer for anything.
Yeah, but the answer sometimes...
Well, you know, but he'd have an answer.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, God bless him. We all loved him. But sometimes there had to be a fact check ran on some of these things.
Well, I don't know.
You know what? I've told this on air, and we used to laugh about it. But there was a time, the pancake breakfast story. Maybe people would want to hear this again. We told it on air while Charlie was around, so it's not like this is being told out of school. But one day we were doing the exchange club, Charlie, Marge, and I, and he kept going. I was talking about the 50th anniversary of the Kiwanis Pancake Day. And he was talking about how he'd been at the first Kiwanis Pancake Day and how Hattie McDaniels, the lady from the Gone with the Wind movie, was playing Aunt Jemima at the first Pancake Day. And, just call back in a second. So he says this like 7 or 8 times, and he even gets into his show, and he's giving away pancakes, and talking about how Hattie McDaniels was there, and he was talking to this Oscar winner. And I thought, well, gee whiz, I wonder why Hattie McDaniels was, you know, after all that Gone with the Wind, winning an Oscar, was dressed up as Aunt Jemima. So I just pulled up Hattie McDaniel, and she had died 10 years before the first Kiwanis Pancake Day had ever happened.
Maybe it was somebody with the same name.
Yeah, but he said he'd interviewed her. I mean, he kept calling some woman Hattie McDaniel. I don't know what was going on. And I brought it to him in the room, and I said, Charlie, I said Hattie McDaniel was dead when that happened.
I don't know.
So I don't know. So, yes, he would sometimes just give answers. But I do that. Well, I don't know if I do that. To be honest with you, I tell people I don't know all the time. I don't?
I suppose you do.
But that's one of my favorite stories. But that's what made him interesting, I thought, to tell stories like that. You know, that's what people used to do. You had some guy in the town who used to be in the town square, and he'd whittle and just tell stories. We don't really know if they were true or not, but they told them.
Well, I'm sure my dad said lots of stories.
Yeah, but there are other people who do that too, by the way. This is not strictly a... I've been with people who will tell a story and I'll say, I don't remember that. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Easter?
Not Easter. Good guess, though.
Okay, I had another question, though.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
This Matt Yee, the show tomorrow night, that the Matt Yee?
Yes.
It says adult sing-along. Is this going to be, is it going to be G-rated?
Well, it's at the Palace. I can't imagine it. I honestly don't know. I'm not aware of Matt Yee. But I don't think they would put an X-rated show on in the May Pavilion.
Okay, because I was kind of worried about if I didn't take it.
Yeah, no.
Whether I should go or not.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would be that way. Yeah. I haven't seen anything to that effect.
Okay, what was the other question besides the season?
The year, let me see here, where is the...
Oh, the year Don Henley. Yeah,
yeah, the Boys
one,
of so. Summer.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Keep on keeping on.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, and Lee's out of the competition now. He didn't have anybody to go with him, so we've got Scott and Trish in the competition now. What year were the Boys of Summer released? What season is the famous Joyous Season? The most joyous season. We got 3 minutes left this hour, 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes, Getaway Friday, beautiful night here in Marion. Does anybody have an answer? 740-751-4038. What year did the Don Henley song, The Boys of Summer, come out? What season is the most joyful? So what was the issue there?
I have no idea. They were barking at the air.
They're hyper tonight.
Well, that's because they've had pizza.
Well, that's okay. Got to have a little background. So we'll have a whole nother hour coming up here. Scott and Trish in the competition. The winner tonight will get two free passes to the show at the Marion Palace tomorrow night at 8:30. Matt Ye Sing-Along. Whatever that shall be. 740-751-4038. Do you have a trivia question for somebody?
Me?
Anything? Yeah.
No.
Excitement is running through this program tonight. 58 minutes past the hour. All right. We got about a minute and a half left. Anything on your mind? Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, Lee got his ramp built yesterday.
Yeah, that's great. That's exciting.
I think it'll be nice to get out and about at this point.
You know, that's a great service at the Wyman, right?
The Wyman.
Yeah, that is great.
You know, though, I do want to... I've had people tell stories that I'm a part of, and I know they're not true. And I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm saying, that did not happen that way.
What?
Well, I don't want to get into it because it just makes the person sound bad, but that has happened. I think all people might do. I don't know if people intentionally misremember things or if they're trying to blow it up bigger than what it was. I really don't know what it is. But they tell the story, and I'm thinking, I was there. That didn't happen that way.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I'll tell you during the break. All right, we're going to break. Back with more after this. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Say who.